The Asian Development Bank, ADB, on Wednesday cut Pakistan's economic growth forecast to 2.5% for this fiscal year, marking the slowest pace in South Asia, and cautioned that any deviation from the hard path of stabilization could undermine the nascent recovery. The lender also warned that any escalation in political tensions in Pakistan could erode business confidence, potentially hurting investment and growth prospects. In its flagship biannual report, The Asian Development Outlook, the Manila-based agency also lowered Pakistan's inflation projection to 6% for this fiscal year, still the second highest rate in South Asia after Bangladesh. The ADB said it finalized the report before new tariffs were announced by President Donald Trump. The World Bank canceled this week's release of its Pakistan Development Outlook to reassess projections after Trump's announcement. Trump's Liberation Day unilateral tariffs have triggered global uncertainty, retaliation, and fears about the future of the world economy and trade, according to independent economists and trade experts. The ADB noted that the Asia-Pacific region now faces a complex economic landscape, with increasing trade tensions, policy shifts, and geopolitical conflict. Pakistan's growth is projected to stay at 2.5% in 2025 and rise to 3% in 2026, supported by reforms meant to strengthen private investment. Just 3 months ago, the ADB had raised the forecast to 3% for the current year, which it has now cut. The 2.5% growth rate is the lowest in South Asia, even lower than war-torn and sanctions-hit Afghanistan. Inflation in Pakistan is anticipated to drop to 6% this fiscal year and 5.8% in 2026, reported the lender, adding that the 6% rate still trails only Bangladesh's 10.2% in the region. The inflation drop is expected to be driven by moderate domestic demand, declining global commodity prices, and a favorable base effect. Core inflation, while easing, remains elevated, it said. However, inflation may rise in the coming months, partly due to planned reforms in the gas sector, including higher gas prices for captive power plants, which will likely raise input costs for these facilities. Overall, the inflation outlook remains exposed to risks from volatile global commodity prices, adverse trade policy shifts, energy tariff adjustments, and additional measures to meet revenue targets. The central bank is expected to adopt a cautious approach to easing monetary policy. Challenges to the outlook. The ADB said Pakistan's outlook faces major downside risks. An improved external position and a quicker-than-anticipated drop in inflation could encourage the government to relax macroeconomic policies, possibly triggering a reemergence of balance of payment pressures and jeopardizing Pakistan's hard-earned macroeconomic stability. The government also faces internal and private sector pressure to loosen fiscal policies and stimulate growth and jobs,